You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In keeping with our traditions, we start off with how the markets have performed. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skulk Lowe, to take a look at market movements throughout the day. Good evening, Skulk. I love speaking to you when I've had a good day, the markets have had a good day. Just makes for a better conversation.
We had a great day, Jimmy. Not just you, it was you and I. I mean, we had the most wonderful day as South Africans. Usually when we get the markets running, and when I say markets, I'm talking about resources, I'm talking gold, I'm talking PGMs. What a day for the PGMs. I mean, we know that gold flirting with that $2,300. I can't wait for it to surpass that. But I mean, today was just a fantastic day for PGMs in general. I mean, what a day! And remember, we're the largest producer of palladium in the world, second largest producer of platinum, largest producer of rhodium. This can only be good for our current account if we've got these type of movements. So yeah, in general, great day.
I saw earlier this morning, Skulk, that copper markets were also off the back of the latest demand recoveries or the demand conversations happening in China. Copper markets had reached 14-month highs as well. Is this what we're seeing in terms of just general commodities at the moment with the global situation? Chinese demand finally seemingly starting to come back, but at the same time, on the US side of things, we know that higher for longer narrative is being exhausted as we go through.
That was sort of the theme for the most of 2023, Jimmy. I mean, we had most of 2023. The theme was we're going to see China, you know, either doing some stimulus soon, or they're going to start, you know, organically start recovering, and that should have a positive effect on most of the commodities. You mentioned copper, but I mean, we can. Refer back to the PGMs. I mean, massive deficits. It's actually still quite strange to see the big retracements we've seen in the likes of the platinums, the palladiums. They were still running a deficit despite a slower, let's call it slower growing economy last year. So I think there's been some, maybe we're seeing some short squeezes now. I think that could be a theme. Quite a few traders maybe running a bit light on their golds, the white metals and those kind of things, and also the coppers. But yeah, you're right. We've also had the economic theme. We saw yesterday the ECB came out, inflation a lot softer than expected. They subsequently came out kind of after that and said, well, you know what? This put them in a very, very positive position. We've seen the likes of the UK now running into a technical recession. We know Japan is in a technical recession. Maybe they just don't want to force the hand, you know, too hard in terms of waiting for inflation to be serious on the ground. Well, 2.4% year on year, that is really, really good. And today it came out, and you know, a lot of hinting towards maybe seeing the first rate cut June already for the ECB. BOE, very similar trend. I know that the inflation is not really under control, but as mentioned, they are in a technical recession, so they like to stimulate the economy sooner rather than later. And then everything later this afternoon just sort of not tumble down. It's just typical of this bad news is good news. We had the initial jobless claims that came out from the US, and that came out worse than expected. So this is not what the US want to see. They want to see jobs remain tight. That they want to see an increase in initial jobless claims. They don't want to see unemployment kick up. We've seen the JOLTS earlier this week as well. JOLTS is the new job openings there. Again, I think it came down for the 23rd or 24th month in a row now in the US. And there's a massive correlation when you look at the new job openings and the S&P 500. You know, when that comes down, the S&P 500 also under pressure. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be really interesting. Next theme I'm looking out for now in the next month or two is who's going to flinch first? Who's going to drop that interest rates first? It seems like the ECB is ready to do so. And we've seen it in the currencies today. Definitely weaker dollar, you know, after the expected now decrease to be earlier.
Skulk, how do the central banks navigate this flinching first conversation? Because the US has for the longest time led the conversation around interest rates and inflation and all of that. And we've seen time and time again that they've said, this is what we are doing. And the rest of the world has almost followed without following. But at the same time, regions like the ECB, the EU, South Africa, if we have to look at our own situation, we can't be sitting there when our own economic conditions are worsening, saying we have to wait for the United States to cut rates. How do central banks find that sweet spot?
That's an extremely valid point, Jimmy. I mean, you just actually answered yourself. I mean, the ECB is sitting there and saying, well, we're looking around us. I mean, our neighboring partner, till very recent, till Brexit, I mean, they were part of the EU. They're in a technical recession. I mean, Japan in a technical recession. Do we know Germany is not looking healthy either? Do they wanna keep you know interest rate higher for longer when the inflation is sitting at 2.4% year on year? I mean, that's manageable. So, I think most of the central banks will say, well, we'd like to follow the US because US is sort of a leader in getting interest rates down first and getting it up originally. But I seriously do think that some of these central banks are going to. We've already seen Switzerland 2 weeks ago. They said they're not going to wait for the rest of the. No, they're not going to wait for inflation for the rest of the world's inflation to be under control. They're under control. They're going to start reducing rates. So, yeah, interesting. I do think that the ECB will drop rates regardless. I think June, it seems likely. I think the US is sitting with a bit of a bigger problem because inflation not under control there yet. We've seen the current account came out today, much larger deficit than expected. And they mentioned larger imports and larger exports just contributed to this. So, yeah, I think it's gonna be an interesting 2 months. But while that is happening, we'll take days like today as a massive win.
Well, I suppose in the US's case, this is sort of what you get when you put in 2.2 trillion rands into a stimulus package in the middle of COVID and you throw that into the market. There has to be some repercussions. No other country did a stimulus package on that scale, and the closest was China, and even they have deflation at this stage because their economy has different parameters to deal with. Skulk, let's come back to the South African picture. You said we're obviously going to take advantage of this, enjoy the small windfalls that we get here. Where do we then position portfolios at the moment? Do we then start to look at commodities and say this is a good time to come back into commodities counters? Do we then say financial services or financials are a strong sector to be looking at here? If we're anticipating that South Africa still has its own challenges to deal with, where do you position a portfolio?
Yeah, I think there's a few answers to this question. I think we've had a few themes there as well. We had the gold now, close to $2,300. When you look at the actual gold miners, and I know we don't have a massive gold mining offering anymore in South Africa. There's only 5 listed gold mines in South Africa, but those gold mines has pretty much lagged the actual gold price. And there you can just use the gold price in rand and compare it to the gold mines listed in South Africa with about 30% over the past 3 years. So I do think that there's still some opportunity there. You're right. I mean, the likes of PGMs has really been under massive pressure last, and with the recovery globally, this could be positive for those harder commodities, and also the likes of the Sasol. So it's, I'm feeling a bit like a kid in a candy store going to Jimmy. I mean, you're sort of asking me, it's like asking a dad to say, well, choose between your 5 kids, which one is your favorite?
You have a favorite.
South African market is definitely that, but on this stage.
That's it. I had this conversation yesterday as well with David Shapiro, saying that South African markets have been sold off and overly aggressively so in this last little period. But at the same time, South Africa is the one country that's been able to contend with risks better than some other developed economies in that case, and even managing our inflation better. So South Africa Inc. definitely looking poised for good returns or good profiles and good positionings of the portfolios. But we'll leave it at that, Skalk. Look forward to seeing how we then differentiate or identify which are the favorite children we're going to go into first. But for now, let's leave it at that. That's a wealth manager at PSG, Old Oak, Skalk Aloh, joining me to reflect on market movements throughout the day, some trends we've been seeing in the markets, as well as what his thoughts are around where the value sits.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.